Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Hey, it's that time again. Welcome back. It's been a while, advocates. Welcome back to the first episode of the Pitbull Advocate 2020. They call me Dogfather. And the guy who's been with me for Joe Frazier, Love of Pit Rescue, we're going on 10 years with the show, Joe.
Yeah, we sure are.
I think it's actually October. It'll be October 2020, so we're going to have the big, you know, the 10-year celebration. And we've all been through a lot. We've met a lot of great people through the show. We've met a lot of great people on our travels, Joe. Making it down to Hollywood for Chance, the film. We're going to have those guys back, Kenny and James and Phil and all them back here. I think we're shooting for next week, so we're going to keep you posted on that, advocates. Tonight's guest, we've been trying to get him back for a little while, and now we finally got him, Gordon Shotgun Shell. Been a busy guy, and we're going to hear about that. What's going on, what's been going on, what's coming up, and all the advocacy stuff for 20. Get my earplugs in here, right, man? There we go. Real quick, Joe, how are things going on your end? I know it's been a while. We talk a little bit, but busy with the rescue. Anything new going on there? Any new adoptions? Any new additions to your dogs? Might be looking for homes. What's going on, man?
So Rocky is about ready to go into a new home. His adoption has been pretty much finalized, and we have a four-month-old pit Aussie mix that came in, and she's got a viewer coming in this coming up week to look at her. So, I mean, we've been just trying to keep it busy and getting dogs new homes.
Awesome. Always good to hear when they get the homes. You know, it's hard out there, man. I understand, you know, so awesome. Congrats to you. And hi, Tam. I know Tam's back there. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
Everybody in your posse there at Love of Pit Rescue. This is a call-in show, advocate. So please call in with your questions, comments, 515-602-9557. 515-602-9557. Joe, you ready to do this? Let's get this going right
sure.
now. Welcome back, Gordon. Glad you're with us tonight. I know it's a little late. You're out there on the East Coast.
Yep, no problem. I'm here. Right. Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
So, yeah, I mean, you've been a busy guy, and
yeah.
You've been doing some acting, and I want to talk a little about your acting. You've also, everybody knows, I love the new shirts, by the way. I've got to get me one.
Sure.
With the Fight Me Fit campaign, and that's been going on for quite some time. And I know it's been stirred up recently here with Vic's honorary team captain for whatever events coming up.
It's for the Pro Bowl coming up in the end of January.
And that's stirred up a lot of people again. You know, some people, they kind of sit on this for a while, and you know, and then that comes up, and you got to look at this guy's mug and go, and we're reminded again of the atrocities and the stuff that he did to the dogs. My question is, you know, this campaign's going on, and I you're still in this, and you're still putting it out there. You're wanting that you know, wanting Vic to step in the ring with you. What do you say to people? And you know, there might be even people on the advocacy side that say, "Hey, man, it's been so long. Why don't you just stop? Why don't you give up on this?" What do you say to those people?
Oh, there's no reason to give up on it. I mean, it's just been something that I believed in since the day I called him out. When he got out of prison, I called him out, and it was basically a fight that can be sanctioned and controlled. We've got referees, we've got doctors cage side, and, you know, he's safe, you know, and if he doesn't win the fight, we're not going to torture him and drown him for pleasure. It's something that kids do every weekend for a $4 trophy. So this could be something that could raise awareness about what he did. I mean, everybody knows what he did, but the way that I put it out there to him was more of, this is the only way that you're ever going to escape the advocates. And not saying that everybody's going to forget him or forgive him, but nobody's going to be satisfied until they see him bleed. You know, he can pretend to do advocacy work. He can volunteer for shelters. And that was all court ordered, by the way. So, you know, by doing this, it would be an event that we could raise money. And, you know, as we know, shelters, that's one of the biggest things that holds them back is the financing. So they're constantly doing golf outings and T-shirt sales and fundraisers. And this, I believe, would be one of the biggest fundraisers in history of animal advocacy, because we could do it pay-per-view. You know, we've already got a couple of venues, one of them in Vegas, wants to bring it on. If we could get them to book the fight, I've got an investor that is willing to pay Vic $50,000 to accept the fight. I'm not taking any money for this fight. So
I fight you for $50,000. I fight you for $50,000. I mean, I would do it if you know.
The smart thing that Vic could do is, if he took the fight and win or lose at the end of the fight, if he wanted to make a public display of it and sign the check over and hand it right back over to Saving Pit Bulls and to end dog fighting. So this is the only way, you know, that could give him a little bit of a, hey, here I am, here I'm bleeding. I fought against my will. I know how it feels. You know, of course I didn't die. Of course I wasn't tortured, but, you know, I'm trying. And then I would take the microphone and say, hey, we don't have to forget what he did, but let's take the money that we've earned and move forward. And let's go after future Mike Vicks and leave him be and let him go live his life. And there's going to be a lot of people. There are a lot of people that say, Gordon, I'll never forget. And I'm not asking you to forget, but instead of us chasing him forever, let's take the money that he helps us earn and go after future dog fighters. And I think that's the only way that his management or he would have ever accept that. So that's the overall challenge, and that's the way I explain it to people.
Yeah, this could benefit him as well. You know, I mean, just you know, all his fans are going to be there watching this fight. I think that would be a perfect opportunity for him to, you know, I think maybe to actually have a little bit of redemption, to stand up and just do it, Mike. You're listening? I don't know. Probably not. Do it. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do on this and to get him in there. You know,
I would go to
this fight.
He's got a book called Redemption. He's got a book called Finally Free. And that's when I wrote the letter to management. I did an open letter online. That's what I said. If you want to live the books and you want redemption and you finally want to be free, then step into the ring and do this. And, you know, he's a pro athlete. He's 10 years younger than me. I just turned 50 years old. I mean, in most cases, people laugh at that. Somebody is still wanting to fight at 50 years old, but it doesn't scare me. We would do it amateur rules, 3 3-minute rounds, you know, with the 1 minute breaks in between rounds. This is basically 11, 12 minutes of our lives that could change everything. So he was used to playing, you know, full length football games, getting hit by 300-400 pound linemen. I mean, I'm 100 or 200 pounds. He has a very good opportunity to do something.
Yeah, you got to be, you know, Joe, I mean, you got to be a pretty tough guy to take a hit like that. So, you know, it's not like he's you know, it's grinding little guy like me, you know, it's going to, you know, shatter when he gets hit, something like that. But hey, advocates, this is a call-in show, 515-602-9775, 515-602-9775. Give us a call. We're talking to Gordon Schell. Is this something, I mean, I would love to be ringside for that, and I would love for the Pitbull Advocate to be able to kind of be involved in this and maybe do a little live spot from the fight. I mean, it'd be great, get more people involved in that. So keep at it, man. Keep at it. You've got our support. Yeah. No. Never give in. Never give up. That's what that's what we're saying here. Yeah.
Well, and Joe, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Joe, go ahead.
Well, what the campaign
has
done.
That's right.
The campaign with the T-shirt sales. I've done the high risk investigations and going in and breaking up the dogfighting rings, and you know that's very dangerous. I've been shot 6 times and stabbed 3 times doing that, and I'm getting to the point where I have to slow down with that. So, you know, a couple of years ago, myself, Stephen Baldwin, and Dr. Katie put together the idea of doing rescue rehab. So we're trying to do extreme weekend makeovers on rescues that are in need. And the money that I make from the shirts is going towards these rescue rehabs. So I'm a former builder. So now we go in and do the extreme weekend makeover, bring these rescues up to code and give the dogs better life. And people are more comfortable going into a shelter that's, you know, more clean, more sanitary, and, you know, more aesthetically pleasing, and the dogs have more of a chance of being rescued or adopted. So that's my goal going forward. So I just picked for the first one for this year, shelter here in Michigan. It's in Beulah, Michigan, called Tina's Bed and Biscuits. So we're up to about $15,000 in donations between the t-shirts and the fundraiser. And then, a friend of mine said he's going to match up to $5,000 cash, so I've already reached that. So between the T-shirts, the fundraiser, and my friend Brian Follinsby stepping up, we've got $15,000. And then Tito's Vodka usually gives around a $5,000 grant to projects like this. They're very involved with dog rescue. And then we're hoping that Home Depot will step up, donate some materials. So we're looking at this being about a $25,000 to $30,000 build over a 4-day period. And then we'll finish this one and then move on to the next one. So, you know, people say, you know, you're trying to profit off of the shirts and Michael Vick's name. I don't make any profit. I lose money every time I run these campaigns. But it's money lost in a good way. It's money that's lost to help out the dogs. So I'll take that
definitely
all day long.
No money lost there, in my opinion. Yep. There. Where can we get the shirts?
Just my website. It's just my name, gordonschell.com. And on the website, I've got T-shirts. I got men's and women's style, and then I have hoodies on there. And then there's also areas on there if they want to watch a video on the shelter rehab project. There's videos and you can donate towards the project there. So we've got plenty of ways, and I'm always posting them on my Facebook site. So if you just go to my Facebook, which is just Gordon Schell, or there's Gordon Schell versus Michael Vick, or the Dogfighter movie page, I try to share everything that I do on all the pages so I hit as many followers as possible. But whenever somebody orders a shirt, I always ask them, please post a picture and tag me. And then I did a tribute video with everybody that had the shirts previous to this run of shirts. And it runs for a good 7 minutes long. And there's a lot of people around the world. My shirts are in Australia, Germany, Iraq, ironically, at this point.
Wow.
I've shipped shirts all over the world, and there's tons of shirts sold. Joe Velez Sr. is the one I was talking about prior to going live tonight. He helped run the big protest that was in front of the ESPN Center last weekend in New York, and it made it to the news, and there are people standing out front and Fight Me Mike Vick shirts protesting the ESPN headquarters, and they'll be in Orlando, Florida for the Pro Bowl. And I don't know if you've been following that. There's people that have got funding together. There's going to be two airplanes flying over the stadium. They have to stay out of a certain range because of the stadium airspace, but they'll be flying around that area. One of them says Goodell has hired a dog killer, and the other one just says Michael Vick is a dog killer. So they've got
airplanes.
These
are the banners flying behind the planes. Are these the banners that they fly behind the planes? Oh, that's awesome.
Two airplanes are already paid for. So you'll see that, because I'm sure there'll be news coverage. I mean, even though it's the Pro Bowl, and I'm sure ABC and NBC or whoever's running the Pro Bowl, I don't follow the NFL anymore. I'm sure they'll divert their cameras, but I'm sure everybody else is going to be focused on some of the controversy going on around the game. And they've also got mobile billboards. So I believe there's two or three mobile billboards going to be driving around the stadium before and during the game. So we'll have airplanes flying, we'll have mobile billboards going. And I know since the beginning of September, I've sold over 300 shirts. And a lot of those people left me a note saying that they were wearing them to the protest. When he was picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers, I changed the color of the shirts to black and yellow. And if you traded in a Pittsburgh shirt, and then I would send you a shirt for free, or people could purchase them. And then I went to the stadium, and I took 200 shirts with me, which sold out in about an hour's time. And we had, about 600 advocates outside the stadium for the preseason game that Michael Vick started in. So we're making sure that we're heard. You know, the dogs don't have a voice, and that's our job to be the voice.
Awesome. I'm gonna watch that game. I don't know about you, Joe, but I'm gonna watch that game. I'm gonna be looking for those airplanes, and that's the only reason I'm gonna watch that game. I'm not a big football guy. I'm motorsports and hockey, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of hockey, we've been trying to get Brian Bickle on for years when he was with the Blackhawks. The Brian and Amanda Bickle Foundation, I think it is. We tried just about every avenue to get them on. Like I say, we're not going to try and stop. I think that would be good to get. You know, they say it takes this whole high profile, you know, actors and athletes and musicians to bring awareness to this sort of thing. And thank you for what you're doing with this. We're really really. Happy to have you on the show anytime you want. Give us a call with things that are going on.
Sure.
Keep it up. Got just under 10 minutes, guys. We're still on the 30-minute program, but it works for now. 515-602-9775. You've been involved with you did the stand up for Pitts with Rebecca Corey. You've been doing that for a while. Now you're continuing your work with Tino Sanchez, Pits and Giggles. Anything you can throw at us that we can look forward to with any upcoming events that you might be going on with that?
Yeah, I went out to Pasadena, so the Ice House in Pasadena, California. That's the oldest comedy club in the world, and Tino is a he was a DJ and a musician that pretty much resided in Las Vegas for quite some time, and he worked all the major clubs out there. But he founded Peace, Love, and Pitbulls, and he's a trainer. He's a pitbull trainer and a DJ by night, and then he broke off and went into the comedy world, and he's gained some awesome success. He recently opened up at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, which is probably the most popular comedy location in the world at the moment. Joe Rogan's there on a regular basis. Brian Callen, Joey Diaz. He just opened for Bill Burr the other night. Whitney Cummings. And Bill and Whitney both did Stand Up for Pits with Rebecca. And they're huge Pitbull fans. They both own many dogs. Well, Bill had to recently let Stefan take one of his dogs since his baby's been born. They were just a little worried. His wife was a little worried. But Bill is committed to do Pits and Giggles, and it sounds like Whitney's on board. Tino's been working with just the top names. Brad Williams came out for our first show. We had just a huge cast for that first show, six comedians at that first show, and it was a great success. So they're hoping to do it bigger and better this year. I don't have a date yet, so I would tell everybody to look on Peace, Love, and Pitbull's Facebook page, and he'll post it. It's called Pits and Giggles, so it'll be the second annual Pits and Giggles, and we're hoping to do hopefully more than one a year. But that the proceeds from that went to a local shelter there in the California area, and Tino's going to continue doing those. And like you said, having those big names, comedy and comedians are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And Brian Callen is on Schooled, and he was on the Goldbergs. He was the gym teacher on the Goldbergs, and he's committed to coming on board with Pits and Giggles. So we've got some really, really big names that are going to show up. So I'm excited to help Tino in any way I can. I mean, this is really Tino's project, but Shorty from Pit Boss showed up at the last show. He just wanted to come in, and he's a little person like Brad Williams is, so it's kind of, they fit well together, so it was unexpected. And
that guy's hilarious. I don't know if you've seen this guy's work, Joe. That guy's fantastic.
Yeah, and Brad Williams is a huge, he owns a pit bull himself, though his dog's probably bigger than he is, and him and Shorty are friends from the little people world, and it was just great. I got a call from Shorty saying that he was coming to town. He wanted to support the show, and so it turned out to be a great cast. And I was introduced to Shorty by Winston's Wishes up in Milwaukee. So that's Jake and Katie, and they've just opened their own rescue. Young kids, they're probably in their late 20s, and Shorty and I went out and did an appearance at one of their fundraisers, and these two kids in their 20s have raised enough money that they've actually bought a ranch, and now they're sheltering. I believe they have about 25 dogs on the property, and they just built a brand new building. So there's a lot of people doing great things. So anything I can do to support everybody, that's what I'm here for.
Always good to hear, you know, with you know, anyone. But especially the youth and younger generations, they really don't get enough credit. People are just too busy, you know, bad-mouthing younger generations when they're out doing this sort of thing here. Down to 6 minutes, advocates. Where are you at? 515-602-9557. 515-602-9557. Back to Tino. When Joe and I went down last, was it March, Joe?
April.
For the premiere of Chant. Have you gotten a chance to see that at all, Gordon? Chance, the film?
I have not.
Animated?
No, I have not. Nope, I didn't get to see that yet.
Yeah, that it might be on Amazon, but I know if you went to the Chance the film, you know, the Facebook thing, you could probably get a DVD of that. It's an animated feature about a dog escapes. His name's Chance. Escapes a pit bull fighting ring, and kind of his you know, a little story about him and his hopes and dreams. And it's a really good film. And they say it's not just a movie; it's a movement. I enjoyed it. It was great, and I'd love to see it again. But when we were down there for that, we actually got in touch with LARPO, the Los Angeles Responsible Pit Bull Owners, Yep. Say, hey, why don't you come down to one of our training sessions? And I don't know about you, Joe, but I was blown away. I mean, I was expecting, oh, we're going to, you know, go down. There's going to be a few dogs out there, a few pit bulls. There were little dogs, big dogs, furry dogs, pit bulls of every breed and size out there.
Yeah, it was quite well-sized.
And, yeah, and I was just, I was really impressed. Tino's up there, and he's, you know, calling out the commands, and people are following along, and I was just like going, wow, this is how it's done. It was just walking up to that. I was so inspired, and that's one of the things I really miss about living in this little town here and being out of area of a major metropolis is getting involved in stuff like that. So it was really, really good to be back around that.
Yeah, that's the group that benefited from the Pints and Giggles show. So LARPO,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
who Tino works with, and that's who he'll probably donate the next proceeds to. And I was able to introduce Tino to Stephen Baldwin when we were in California. And between those two, I've never met any better trainers ever. You know, they're both top of the world trainers, and they know what they're doing. I don't even try to do the things that they do. They're just, it doesn't get any better than those two.
Yeah, it's amazing thing to watch. So I think we're going to have to we'll get all the information of the upcoming Piss and Giggle show. I'd love to get in on get in there and check that out and be a part of that and help promote that.
Sure.
It's man, you're just all over the place, man, aren't you? You're just all over the place.
I don't get much sleep, but it's all worth it. I guess I'll sleep when I'm dead. So that'll come soon enough.
Looks like I'm getting on another airplane, Joe.
There you go.
I hadn't flown in, my God, I'm going to say 25 years or more. I just, you know, was not a big flyer and little anxiety in the air, but we made it. And it was, really good to get down there and, be a part of that. And we'd love to get down there and just sit out with everybody in the crowd and enjoy and have some laughs for a really good cause. And thank you, Gordon, for being part of this and part of everything you do, man. It's awesome. You're an inspiration to me, and I know you're an inspiration to a lot of other people out there. And it's people like you that really keep us going, man. So thank you so much for being part of that, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for doing what you guys do. So takes a village.
It does.
And that
village is growing. It's growing, man. We're every day, we're growing stronger and stronger, and it's undeniable that the things that are getting it done. We got a lot of work ahead of us, but never give in, never give up, and we're gonna get rid of these bands. We're gonna stop these dogfighters, and if we can get a little entertainment out of at the same time, that's even better. So thank you guys for being here. We're down to the 1 minute mark, so we're just going to hit the closing track here. Thank you, advocates, for being here. Hopefully we get more people involved as we get more of these shows under our belt throughout the year. So thanks again. And Gordon, we'll talk soon. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you guys. Have a great night.
Alrighty. Here we go. Come on. Where's it at? There it is. All right, advocates. We'll see you next week.
When you think you're a big man, stop fighting a dog. Why fight dogs in the street? Only cowards do that. Stop fighting a dog. So we're taking matters in our own hands. You need to check yourself. Stop fighting a dog.
You don't need to fight your pit bull, man, just to get a little bit of cash in your hands. You get him at 6 weeks, so all he know is you. They're cute as puppies, but bred to kill too. And they're loyal to you, but it's a problem. You're training these dogs all wrong. Guess you're weak-minded, plus weak with no heart. Only a fool would think dog fighting is cool. It's a blood sport that's violent, and we ain't smiling. Nah, this man's best friend, and they fighting to the death, so it ends in death. So that makes you a punk and a coward too. To watch man's best friend die for you, it only happens in your world. It's serious. I know the alliance is so furious. I know the alliance is so furious.
fighting a dog.
You don't need to fight. You're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man.
Stop fighting a dog.
You don't need to fight. You're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Just to get a little bit of cash in your
hand. Now what I gotta say to you, fools, to understand where I'm coming from. Guard up, pits look dirty and you kinda dumb. How about I put you in a pit with coke in your gum? And bet money, coke, and drugs, and hope that you won. So understand, man, that you were a plan, man. Eradicate, educate, and prosecute the bad man. You think it's tough, but to me, you a chump. You won't put yourself in a ring, cause you know you get chumped. So let the fat man sing and put an end to the sting. This ain't a champion sport, you're not getting a ring. Your friends think it's cute,
no.
On the low, it makes me sick. Show your heart, you're not really this. Or the monster we think you are. Put yourself in their shoes, you wouldn't like it if your face got scars. And your body get abused, every day you getting used. Stop fighting the dogs, find another way to get amused.
Stop fighting the dog.
You don't need to fight. You're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man.
Stop fighting the dog.
You don't need to fight. You're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Just to get a little bit of cash in your hand.
So you dream to kill, running on treadmills. With heavy locks around their neck, not chill. When you chain them to the floor, that's when their madness builds. It's inhumane and it's not fair. You're denying them love that should be there. They're forced into fighting so they have no fear. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Stop fighting the dog.
How would you like if I put the muzzle on you? Change you up and forget about you. Toss you in the cage like, alright, I'm through. But when you call on me, I'm there for you. But it's not right. I'm not here to fight, I'm only here to protect the humans that I like. Cause y'all walk me, feed me, play with me, tease me. I'm man's best friend, how could you hurt and mistreat me? Stop fighting a dog.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.